Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 42.
I want to thank you for joining me and taking time to be with me on Table Talk, where we share the Word of God, share what God has put into our hearts to make sure that you get it and understand it, comprehend it, and then apply the Word to your lives. Now, the last several weeks, we've been sharing with you about that thing called fear. And not to have it, but how to get rid of it. And that's pretty important. And you know, we have the opportunity. Every single human being's had the opportunity to have that thing called fear. But you can fight it with the Word of God. You can fight it with the love of God. Fight it with the very faith of God to overcome that thing called fear in the realm of the Spirit. Now, everything is seen as a power in our world, and we understand economic power, we understand political power, we understand military power, but the problem is there's another realm out there, the unseen, where the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness in high places. Wherefore, take on that whole armor of God to stand in the evil day. Then he says, and having done all, after you've done it all and put on all of the armor of God, having done all, what do? You keep on standing. Yeah, don't give up. The sword is still in your hand, and you still come against the enemy, and you fight him with every single thing you've got, with every single word that you have in your eyes, in your hands, but in your heart, in your spirit, that resonate with you to fight against the enemy and win, and win. In Psalm 31, verse 24, the Bible says, be of good courage. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all of you that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage. You know, that'd be a good word for you, not just you, but your neighbors and your friends. And they might be going through something. So what do you say to them? Hey, be of good courage. God's still on your side. He's still with you. Jesus gave every single thing for you so that you could have life and have life abundantly, more than breathing. People think that life is miserable. No, no, no. Life is what you make it. And you can make it into a wonderful thing if you understand that life is just more than breathing. Life is living for God. Life is living for others. It is helping those that are downtrodden, lifting people up. That's living. That's living. You know, there's an old saying, which is, no man is an island. Boy, and how true that is. You can't live to yourself. We all impact somebody. You all impact those that are above you, those that are beside you, and those that are below you. You impact anybody and everybody. And we just have to understand that God has called us. He has called you to influence somebody's life for the good. From the book of John, chapter 14. John 14 and verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. The peace of God. You could be going through a storm right now, but God could give you his peace. In your little boat on the Sea of Galilee, it might be rocking and rolling, and Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat. And you yell to him saying, Jesus, don't you care? We're going down, blub, blub, blub. We're doing all that we can do. We're bailing. We got the sails going. Come on, Jesus, do something. Jesus rebuked them because he said, you had the faith to do this too. But then he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. And boom, just like that, it became just like that. I've been on the Sea of Galilee when it's boisterous and loud and the winds were howling and the waves were high. And that might have been the same way it was when the disciples and Jesus were going over to the other side. But we have to remember one thing about that. Jesus said, listen, boys, We're going to go all the way to the other side of this lake, and nothing's going to stop us because it's not my time yet. Oh, it's not his time. His time was Calvary. His time was not the Sea of Galilee. And so when he said, we're going all the way over, guess what? They were going to go all the way over to the other side. And they made it. And they made it. The rest of that verse is this. My peace I give to you, not like the world can give, because that's temporal, give I unto you. But then he said this, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Well, all the nerves in our body, all of our tendencies in our mind are wanting to go, beep, 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 look out, danger, what are we going to do? I'm out of control. Wow, that's when you need Jesus in control. And that's where the Word of God tells us, peace I leave with you, so we can have the peace of God on the inside of us. And then Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Hebrews 13 and 6 tells us, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do to me. Wow. Some people have more fear of man than they do of God. Wow. The Creator God, the one that spoke worlds into existence, that God, they fear another fellow human being more than they do God. And here the Word of God tells us in Hebrews 13 and 6, so that we may not sheepishly, cowardly, ashamedly say, I believe in God. No, he's saying, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Whatever the storm of life that you're going through right now, whatever that storm is, you can boldly say, I will not fear, because Jesus is in my boat. He said, peace I leave you, and Lord, I receive that peace right now. I receive that word from heaven right now. I receive your word from your word, and I refuse to live in fear, and I choose then to live in the faith of Almighty God. That's a choice that you need to make. I want to thank you for watching. I want to thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.